朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
我们看见这个旧约圣经里头有一个人，我们称为他信心之父，他的名字叫什么名字？亚伯拉罕。
In the Old Testament, the person by the name of Abraham, we call him.
我要考考过呀。亚伯拉罕所以被称为信心之父，是因为是什么
？Why do we call Abraham the father of faith？
哎，你们特别读神学的回答我了，很多人读神学。是因为什么
？Why is he called father of faith？
是因为他将什么？他的儿子以撒献上
，Isaac as a sacrifice，
对不对
？Is that right？
大家回答我说对不对
？Is that right？
他所以把这个道能够下下去，要砍杀以撒。
As he put his knife, was about to kill Isaac。
因为这是上帝吩咐亚伯拉罕把他的儿子独生的儿子所爱的儿子是年老所生的儿子要献给上帝。
Because God told him to take his beloved son, the son he had at his old age, to sacrifice to God.
他是要砍了没有？
He was about to kill him.
真的砍还是假的砍？
Is he going to kill him for sure?
有没有说、哎、我拿了刀我要杀了这个就不下去了。
Did he raise his hand saying, I'm going to kill my son, but was not able to do so?
圣经说他要举起刀来来砍他的儿子以撒的时候。
As he put his knife up, he was about to slay Isaac.
这个在那个时候神借着天使说他的诸手你不可在这个孩子身上下手。
Then the angel said to him, stop.Do not lay your hands on your son, on this child.
那弟兄姐妹们在这里告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕所以把刀能够砍下去，要杀以撒，因为他心里面相信，即使说以撒死了，他神也能够叫他从死里复活。
Abraham has so much faith, for he knows for sure that even he killed Isaac, God is able to raise him from the dead.
因为上帝曾经给他讲。
Because God told him before,
以撒要承受你的家业。
Isaac would inherit the land of Canaan.
那弟兄姐妹们，如果以撒被杀死了，他怎么能够承受上帝的家业呢
？Then, if Isaac was killed and died, how could he?
所以他相信上帝的话。
So he believed in the word of God.
他相信如果我把以撒杀了，神也能够叫他从死里复活，因为上帝应许说，以撒要来承受他的家业，要得神所赐给他的地。
Because he believed that even if he killed Isaac, God is able to raise him from the dead to continue to receive his inheritance, to receive the land God promised him.
他成为信心之父。
So he was called, therefore.Father of faith.
有一个人有一天问 George Mueller 这样说。
One day a person asked George Mueller.
他说 George Mueller 先生，他是人家称为他是信心的祖先，信心之王。
Then people called George Mueller the king of faith.
他说我怎么能够使我的信心成长？我怎么使我的信心成熟？我们怎么能够使我们的信心能够高峰呢
？The person asked Mr. Mueller, "How can I increase my faith? How can I make my faith mature?"
我这个还没打开吗？打开了啊，有了啊啊！我觉得他声音不够，我声音蛮好的。所以我们只看见人家眼睛的刺，没有看见自己的良貌，啊，对不对？你还可以提高一点，声音不够大，我听不大清楚。我现在写好了吗？好 ，OK， 我声音蛮大的嘛。所以这个穆勒先生怎么说呢 ？George Mueller 怎么说呢
？How does Mr. Mueller reply in the question? How do I increase my faith?
他说：“如果要我们信心成熟。”
If you want your faith to grow mature,
到了高峰,
you want, have you faced reached the peak?
我们必须要经过信心的试验。
You must go through trial of your faith.
但是我所以能够信心，能够站得住，因为我是站在上帝的话语上。
I stood on the word of God so that my faith would increase.
第五十七年、六十年的当中，他说：“上帝从来没有在我的身上不垂听我的祷告。”
In the past 50 to 60 years, God has never forgotten to listen to my prayers.
特别是在似乎是人看起来凶恶的事业。凶恶的事业 very furious 的一个 temptation.
Especially when there's fierce temptation.
那我用信心，相信神的话，我能够站得住。
I believe in the word God, therefore I'm able to stand firm.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你我今天如果要生命的成长，我们的信心成熟，我们要进到高峰，我们必须要经过信心的试炼。
So if you need to grow spiritually, your faith would become increased. You have to go through trial of your faith.
那弟兄姐妹们，你可以看见，当主耶稣基督在这个船上，门徒把耶稣基督要从这边带到那边去的时候，忽然之间海上起了风暴。
As Jesus was on the boat, the boat was sailing from one shore to another shore. There was a great storm that occurred.
我要让你明白。我也自己在面前领受，无论圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督在他们的船上，他们会有遇见的风暴。
Then you can remember, you can see when Jesus was on their boat, they still were met with great storm.
我们千万不要感觉到有主在我们里头。
Do not think that when Jesus is with you, when Jesus is with you,
我们就可以一帆风顺。
Then everything will be smooth sailing.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是圣经的话。
This is not the word from the Bible.
圣经的话，耶稣说：“你们在世上有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经得胜了这个世界。”
Jesus said, "You will have fear. You have suffering in this world, but I have won victory over this world."
保罗在使徒行传十四章怎么说呢？
Paul in Acts chapter 14 said this.
他说我们进入上帝的国，必须要经过很多的试验。
As you go into the kingdom of God, you will go through many trials.
这个老彼得怎么说呢？
What does old Peter say?
如果你去跟彼得前书第一章第四章的话，
1 Peter 1 and 4，
你可以看见老彼得一直告诉我们说，你们不要以为奇怪，当你们遇见的火炼的试验的时候，你们不要奇怪，以为奇怪。
As you meet fiery trials, do not think this is strange.
他说你们的信心经过试验，要好像比那一些经过试验的那个能坏的金子还要宝贵。
After your faith has gone through the trial, it's even more precious than the gold that's refined by fire.
但是不要忘记，
do not forget,
虽然试验临到我们，
even the trial comes to us,
但是主仍旧使我们心里平安。
That God can give us peace in our heart.
我们要从这段圣经里头，
from this portion of scripture,
我们能够好好的看一看。我们基督徒在这个世界上，我们遇见的难处是怎么样？
We'll see what kind of difficulty we shall face in this world as Christians.
我们大家都知道。
We all know.
如果你去看这个耶稣基督出来差不多将近一年的时间。
After Jesus came out to preach the gospel for about a year.
门徒们跟随他。
The disciples followed him.
他选了十二个门徒。
He chose 12 disciples.
他训练他。
He trained them.
耶稣训练他们。
Jesus trained the disciples.
耶稣教导他们。
Jesus taught the disciples.
他们都听见了。
They heard Jesus teaching.
耶稣基督所行的神迹。
All the miracles Jesus performed.
他们都看见了。
They saw it.
如果你看从路加福音第八章以前，你可以看见耶稣基督使瘫子能够起来。
In chapter 8 of Luke, that Jesus made the lame to walk.
这个彼得的约摩能够身体这个发病能够起来。
Then the servant who was sick stood up and
became healed. 第八章以前，他们看见耶稣基督赶鬼。
Then they saw Jesus chase out the demons.
他们也看见耶稣基督使死人复活。
They saw Jesus raise the dead.
他们不仅是听见耶稣基督的教导。
Not only they saw the teaching of Jesus.
而且他们亲眼看见耶稣基督所行的神迹。
With their own eyes, they saw the miracles that Jesus performed.
他们从来没有自己 经历过信心的试验。
Yet the disciples themselves have not come through trials themselves.
他看见别人。
They saw it happen to other people.
别人。
Other people.
别人。
Other people.
但是他没有看见他们门徒们自己经过这个试验。
And yet the disciples themselves did not go through trials.
为了要使门徒们他们的信心成长。
In order to allow the disciples to grow in
their faith. 为了要使门徒们那个信心的老练。
In order to make their faith more mature.
为了要使门徒们信心得到最高峰，所以在这里告诉我们说，第八章路加福音第八章，我们刚才所念的这段圣经，主耶稣基督要经让他们经过一个火炼的试验。
In order to make their faith more reaching the peak, that Jesus gave them this trial.
那第八章从第二十二节开始。
Chapter 8, verse 22.
刚才我们念了，我盼望弟兄姐妹能够记着。
Let's remember.
那我现在要告诉各位，请各位听啊。有一天，耶稣和门徒们上了船，对他们说：“我们可以渡到湖那边去。”
Jesus said to them, "One day when they got on the boat, we can go over to the other shore."
那个是在加利利加百农，耶稣说：“我们要开到那个格拉森那个地方去。”格拉森。
Jesus said, "When we board the boat, we're going to go to Gerasenes."
我敢相信啊。
I believe
在那天晚上
，That night，
耶稣说：“我们把船开到格拉森去。”
Jesus said, "When we sail the boat to Gerasenes."
那秋高气爽。
And that time, the night was calm.
这个风平浪静。
The wind is small and the waves are.
哇！当他们要把耶稣和要带到格拉森去的时候，那个时候晚上那是非常非常的这个安静，也非常非常的快乐的一个晚上。
As the disciple was taking and sailing with Jesus to the Gerasenes, everything was quiet. They were very happy.
我想他们一定不仅是有说有笑，还唱歌了。
Not only they were calm and happy, probably they were singing.
你说什么是他们有唱哪里有唱过歌、啊、
You ask Pastor Sir, where are they singing?、
他们一定唱有主在我船上我们就不怕风了不怕风了不怕风一定唱这个歌嘛
They must sing when Jesus on our boat were not fearful of the storm and the waves
我们做海员的、这个做这个侍奉的弟兄姐妹都会唱这个歌
As the brothers whoTo the ministry with the sailors, we all know how to sing this song.
有主在我们船，有主在我船上，我就不怕风浪，对不对？不怕风浪，他什么摇呀摇啊？哇呀！你可看见他们又唱啊，又拍手，又快乐，因为耶稣在船上。
They were singing as Jesus was on the boat. They were singing when Jesus on our boat were not fearful of storms or wind.
听了、
哦、Listen.
第一件事情
First thing,
耶稣基督要试验门徒们那是说忽然海中起了风暴
Then Jesus was put in trial to them. All of a sudden there was a great storm
请我们大家一起来看第二十三节每个人看你们的圣经如果是你们就把它圈起来
8 verse 23
没有圣经就看在那里、啊他们说正行的时候耶稣随着了湖上忽然起了暴风
As they sailed, he fell asleep A squall came down on the lake
我们在这个路加福音说船浆满了水甚是危险
The boat was being swamped and they were in great danger
如果你去看马太福音一样的对一样的圣经他说甚至船被波浪掩盖了。
Then in the other portions, it says the boat was swamped by waves.
马可福音就告诉我们说，马可福音第四章说，这个船都是满了水。
In chapter 4, Mark says the boat was filled with water.
路加福音告诉我们说，他们生死危险啊。
Luke tells us they were in great danger.
哦，弟兄姐妹们，那个风浪是忽然来的。
The storm came all of a sudden.
没有事先告诉他们。
There's no warning.
耶稣也没有事先暗示他们。
Jesus did not give them hint in the previous.
他们以门徒们以为耶稣在船上，他们可以平安无事了。
disciples fell, since Jesus was on the boat, they can be very safe.
一帆风顺啊。
They can be safely
smooth. 但是哪里知道，
smoothly
safe. 活了。
All of a sudden,
临到他们。
The storm came upon them.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们今天基督徒，我特别是对基督徒，虽然我们有主在我们里头，虽然我们知道主与我们同在，我们也常常会遇见忽然的事情。
To us as Christians, even though Jesus is with us, all of a sudden something might happen to us.
我们不是说吗？天有不测风云，人有什么？旦夕祸福吗？
We often say the Chinese saying that.In the weather, there's storms unpredictable. In our lives, in the morning and the evening, there's peace, but there's also disaster.
他们从来不会想到过，在那个晚上，这个真是这个也一帆风顺的在那摇啊，哪里忽然忽然之间会临到他们？他们没有想到过。
As they were sailing smoothly, all of a sudden the storm came.Quite unexpectedly.
好像搭飞机一样，你们
plane,
我们大家都搭过飞机了，对不对
？All of you have been to the plane.
我相信你到你从大陆来了，或者是台湾来，从马来西亚都搭飞机来的。
Whether you came from China, Taiwan, or Malaysia, you have to come by the airplane.
我第一次到美国来也是搭飞机来的。
The first time I came to the States.
跟他一起，我1964年我们一个飞机来的。
1964, I had the pleasure to be on the same airplane as Pastor Sen.
他还是高中一年级，高中一年级，高中二年级的年轻小伙子。对不对啊？我们都不认识了。我们都不认识了。啊，你可看见我这一次这个搭飞机上下撞下十次啊
！As on board the planes last 10 times, I see air turbulence moving the airplane up and down.
这一次这个飞机到了多伦多，快要到多伦多了。
As the plane was about to approach Toronto,
经过多伦多的湖啊，那个大湖，很多的湖啊
，Great Lakes，
忽然之间就轰击下来了。
All of a sudden, the plane dropped.
Oh, 我告诉你啊，我也从来没有遇见过那么多的这个气流啊，重击。
I never felt so much air turbulence.
哎呀，我告诉你哦，这个嘣一下，我心里说，主啊，救我。
Then I said, Lord, save me.
我没有想到嘛。
I did not think this.
终以为是，一帆风顺了，就去了。
Then, as we sailed smoothly, we went there.
哪里知道？我告诉你啊，那些不信主的客人，他们遇见了；我信主的牧师也遇见了。
That not only those who are unbelievers, but a believer as a pastor also met the air turbulence.
但是我没有跳起来。
I did not jump up.
我没有把这个飞机的舱门把它打开，我就出去了。
I did not open the airplane exit door to drive that jump out.
虽然是公公公，很这个很很很可怕，但是心里还是很平安。
There were air turbulence several times, even though it was frightening, but I still had peace in my heart.
因为我们知道一件事情。
I know one thing for sure.
我们是属于上帝的，上帝也属于我们的。
We belong to God. God belongs to us.
所以你可看见当门徒们在这个在做这个。传了之后，忽然之间有这样的一个台风大风来了。
Then as the disciples sailing, all of a sudden the great storm came upon them.
我永远不忘记我在当兵的时候。
I never forget when I was in serving the army.
我你说什么是你也当兵啊？你是当兵说不是哈？我那个是补充兵4个月的时候。
That was reserve army for 4 months.
那个时候是那个时候我差不多21岁。
I was 21 to 22 years old.
哇，在那里这4个月是和魔鬼训练的。
That's really difficult trial.
Devil training.
If being trained as a devil training.
哇，这个是很辛苦啊。
Very, very tiring.
最痛苦的是什么呢
？What's more hardship?
这晚白天已经很辛苦，倒在这个硬很硬的床上的时候，很舒服要睡觉，忽然之间，夜晚。集合了。
And as she's sleeping on a hard board, all of a sudden there's a gathering at nighttime.
哔哔哔一吹，大家就起来了。我告诉你，这个裤带带子也忘，不行，摸不到了。这个床，这个绑带也摸不到了。这个出来的时候，大家都不像一个兵一样的了。
As we gathered in an emergency, everybody came out not dressed properly.
没有时间告诉各位。
This was never told to each one of us.
说是要有这个夜晚紧急集合，有这样报告，但是不晓得哪一天。
Even though they told us maybe emergency gathering at night, but nobody knows when.
到最后我们就不脱衣服了，就这样睡觉了。
Then finally we went to sleep without getting undressed.
那弟兄姐妹们，忽然，请你记着一件事情。 又在我们人生的道路上常常会遇见忽然。
In our life, we often meet something that occurs suddenly.
这个忽然临到我们的时候，好像门徒们一样，他们说我们丧命了。
As if this happened to the disciples, they say we're about to die.
因为船几乎要沉下去了。
Because the boat was about to sink.
我敢相信门徒们差不多都是打鱼老手。
Then the disciples are experienced sailors, fishermen.
打鱼对他们说是 expert， 他们很有经验了。
They have lots of experience as a fisherman.
但是这一次的风暴是在他们生命第一次碰到了，没有看见那么大。
And this great storm was the first time they met such a big storm.
所以这是第一件事情。
This is the first thing.
他耶稣基督要训练他们，借着风暴、忽然的风暴来训练他们的对他的信心。
And this is how Jesus would train them in their faith.
第二件事情。
They face this great storm.
第二件事情。
The second point.
我要让弟兄姐妹记得。
I want brothers and sisters to remember.
肯定的。
For sure.
肯定的。
To be sure.
忽然来的风暴是上帝许可的。
The storm that came suddenly is something permitted by God.
是我们的主知道了，事先知道的。
That is something our Lord knew ahead of time.
是我们的主这样的安排的。
This is what the Lord had already arranged.
虽然我们人不知道，但是神完全知道。
Even we do not know, but Lord Jesus knew ahead of time.
耶稣基督所以能够在后面睡觉，风浪这么大，这个水怎么泼在他的脸上？他睡得哭。舒服得很呢。
Jesus was sleeping, even though the great storm and water come into the boat.
但是你可以看见，弟兄姐妹，请记得，即使说风暴是这样的可怕，但是这些呢，都是主所许可的。
Even though the storm was so great and fierce, all these are permitted by God.
我请你们大家把圣经打开来看。
Let's open the Bible.
马太福音第十章很重要。
Matthew.The Gospel of Matthew.
我也看，大家一起看。马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
找到以后，我们大家一起来念啊。
Let us read together.
大家一起念第十章。
Chapter 10.
好，请你们大家一起来读二十九节，请大家一起来。
Verse 29.
二十九节，请来。就是你们的头发。也被都数过了，所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵。弟兄姐妹们，耶稣基督实在是很安慰、很鼓励、很帮助门徒们讲这一句话。
Jesus said, even though two sparrows sold one penny,
他说你们知道，你们不是知道，
afraid,
这两个麻雀只卖一，这卖一分钱嘛，一分钱啊。
Two sparrows worth only one penny.
他说：“如果主不许可的话，没有一只麻雀会掉在地上。”
If God does not permit, not even one sparrow would fall on the ground.
他说：“你们比麻雀贵重太多了。”
You're much more worthy than the sparrows.
弟兄姐妹们，没有一件事情不是主所许可的领导我们。
There's nothing that happens without God's permission.
忽然之间，孙约翰二十年以前得了 cancer。
All of a sudden, 20 years, Pastor Sun has contracted cancer.
你会问了，孙牧师，你是牧师啊，是神的仆人呢，怎么还会得 cancer 呢？我告诉你，哪一个人做哪一个基督徒 ，Billy Graham.
Anybody, including the pastor.
你知道 Billy Graham?
You know Billy Graham.
Billy Graham 神怎么用他？我告诉你，按照我所知道了，有一次报道 ，Billy Graham 他身上的病，很多人都没有了。
And yet, from what I read.There are many sicknesses that Billy Graham has, many people have
not had it. 你说怎么可能呢？
How would this be possible?
神这么用的仆人，怎么会有那么多的病呢？
How can God allow sickness to happen to the great evangelist?
有一次他应该要到台湾来布道了。
One day he was supposed to evangelize in Taiwan.
结果他在 Hawaii 忽然之间生病，不能来。
All of a sudden he fell sick in Hawaii, could not come.
所以弟兄姐妹，请你记得，虽然忽然临到我们，那是也是神所许可的。
Even though this happened to you suddenly, but God had permitted it to happen.
你必须要相信这一件事情。
You must believe in that.
有一次
，One day，
有一个蛮出名的人到。去拜访基督教所办的聋哑学校
one day came to visit the deaf and mute school of a Christian organization.
哦，他看见这些孩子们虽然不会讲话，虽然不耳朵聋了，他们手在那里工作，都很快乐。
And he saw these people deaf and mute, even though cannot speak or listen, but they are.
吃饭的时候，他们也祷告。
I say about to have meals, they say grace.
吃完饭以后
，after the meal,
他就问他们一句话。
He asked them one sentence, one question.
这句话是很刻薄的。
And this is something very shrewd.
来刺痛他们的心。
It really hurts their heart.
他说：“既然你们是这样的信靠上帝。”
Since you believe in God so much.
既然你们说上帝是慈爱的。
Even you say God is so merciful.
为什么你们会不能讲话而不能听？
How come you cannot hear and cannot speak?
告诉我们为什么。
Tell us why.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。